First, let's meet the person who is the driving force behind the project.
Christopher Mulrooney, partner and chairman of the board for Villas at Killarn Lakes.
Dr. Mulrooney, he holds a PhD from Boston University, is also the chief operating officer for the faculty practice plan at the FSU College of Medicine. But his professional as well as academic life has been focused on the care and well-being of seniors. He's also no newbie when it comes to managing retirement communities. Among his credentials in that arena, Mulrooney was the CEO of FSU's short-lived Westcott Lakes Retirement Complex in Southwood, a casualty of the Great Recession. Even so, Mulrooney is the first to admit that the vast majority of older folks really don't want to move.
I mean, let's face it, most of us would prefer to stay in our own homes as we age and as we need additional assistance. The challenge with that is that it just always isn't realistic. It may not be realistic financially. It may not be realistic physically in terms of how our house is set up, if we need some equipment and such. And it may not just make sense socially, because sometimes we can become isolated if we're in our own home even. So what we're trying to do is address those issues while not letting go of the home.
Hence, Mulrooney explains, the difference driving the Villas at Killarn Lakes concept.
Villas at Killarn Lakes is part of a national movement called the Small House Movement. The term small house tends to suggest a very, very small or tiny house, which is really a whole other movement, the tiny house movement. That's not what this is about. The term small house here is a term that's describing the relative size to a traditional assisted living community or a traditional nursing home.
Most of which, he says, are huge dormitory-like structures exceeding 10,000 square feet. Instead, Mulrooney says these villas will essentially be multi-resident cottages.
We will have 9 villas eventually in a 2-phase construction. The first phase is 6 villas, and each of those villas will be home to 12 elders. And when I use the term elder, I mean with a capital E. It's not necessarily related to age, but really related to wisdom and recognizing that the people who are there are people that staff and others like myself can learn a great deal from.
This concept, Mulrooney insists, will mean a higher quality of interactions and greater flexibility for both residents and staff. He adds the facility will be able to provide as much assisted care as needed for as long as the resident decides to stay.
Villas at Killarn Lakes, we will hope, will be licensed at the highest level of assisted living, which is called extended congregate care. And that will enable people to age in community through the end of their lives if they choose to do so. And so we'll be able to serve a population that has certainly personal care needs and even nursing needs if we bring in additional nursing and home health staff.
Also, because the villa's construction is far less extensive and expensive than a typical retirement facility, Mulrooney says it'll be more affordable. The formal groundbreaking took place in early May, and now Mulrooney says building is underway in earnest.
We do hope to open by early 2019. We have completed much of the site work and are about to pour the first foundation in the next couple of weeks. So we're hoping to have our first villa, as we call it, going vertical within a month.
For those wanting to find out more,
www.villasatkillarnlakes.com.
For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.